This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is expected to approve articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump as early as today. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says the charges reflect what he says is President Trump's placement of his private political interests
above our national security, above our free and fair elections, and above our ability to hold public officials accountable.
Trump is accused of trying to get Ukraine to announce investigations that could politically damage former Vice President Joe Biden. Texas Republican John Ratcliffe says the charges are confusing.
We are marking up articles of impeachment for offenses that aren't crimes that some members of Congress have never heard of before, much less know what it means.
The committee is expected to vote on the articles Thursday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Justice Department's Inspector General testified to Congress Wednesday about Russian contacts with President Trump's 2016 campaign. Michael Horowitz told the panel that the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigation, but mistakes were made.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, seven in the first application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
Although intended to get to the bottom of a politically divisive investigation, the IG's findings did little to alter Mr. Trump's long-held view that the FBI is out to get him. Israelis grappled Thursday with the confounding reality of an unprecedented third national election in less than a year. This after parliament was dissolved and the date for the next vote was set, further extending months of political paralysis that has gripped the country. For more on any of today's stories, please go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News.